This is the Cardboard Cave Podcast.
Yeah, JP, tell us.
Pre-release was really interesting for the fact that it was just with play boosters instead of normal draft boosters. Just play boosters no longer exist. And set boosters and draft boosters got combined into play boosters. I thought it was going to affect the gameplay. Oh, well, it did affect the gameplay, but I'll get to that. I thought it would affect more, mostly because set boosters had a higher probability chance of opening multiple rares. And play boosters still have that possibility. But I feel like it was a lot more balanced than I thought it would be. Especially for gameplay and drafting and just the pre-release itself.
How much did it cost? That's interesting.
So I paid $20 for the tournament. I'm not sure if like it was a special deal or like because there was 36 players that they had a deal for that. But yeah, it was $20 only. Which really surprised me, especially because you got you get an assured promo card, and then inside the promo pack you get an assured mythic, which is either the Tomic, the Melek, or Voja.
Yeah,
and those three cards are not illegal to play in the pre-release, but everything else is fine. I found it really interesting, honestly. The price of each individual booster should be around $3.75. So it's $3.75 for six packs. That's and I think $20. So that's under the MSRP, I guess. So I think it was a great deal.
Did the list cards affect the decks, like having that inclusion? Because, you know, the list could have like very unbalanced stuff. Because what I'm guessing happened here, that's me speculating with Wizards, is that they included the play boosters, but they didn't really take into account the drafting experience or the sealed experience, which is the one that you had. Did the list make gameplay a little unstable, a little chaotic?
I got a Mistveil Plains out of it. Okay. And that's the only list card I got, so I didn't even play that card. I know someone who got a blue-black card, and they were running like a Sultai deck, a blue-black green, and they managed to stick it in, but it never became like extremely relevant.
Gotcha.
I'm sure if someone opens like the top end of the list cards, it will be relevant, but because play boosters have such a high probability of getting multiple rares, the games felt higher powered, but also very balanced, because you could really, everyone had like a very certain way of managing their mechanics, and you could not be benefited from that if you opened like badly in terms of color, like color combination. So I'll take my experience for example. I opened a good amount of black, a good amount of green, a good amount of blue, and the most I opened is red. But my white was lacking. Then my first few rares were white. I got No More Lies, which were uncommon, the mana leak counter spell. I got two of them in the pre-release, and I got a Delnay. So I was like, okay, I guess I have to play white, since Delnay is just so strong, and No More Lies is so strong. And I'm obviously going to be playing red, because it's the most colors you want. Like you usually, in pre-release or in drafting, you're trying to look for consistency and power at the same time. Like a balance between the two, because if you have power but no consistency, you're just gonna be a glass cannon. So I had enough consistency with my colors that I could run three colors, which by the way, the Murders Murders at Karlov Manor, goddamn, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Is they kind of motivate you, like they kind of guide you to doing three color drafts and three color queries.
Okay.
So I felt like I was leaning towards three colors and naturally ended up there, and it was all very balanced.
It's interesting because I checked Gavin Verhees talking about the drafting experience in on Twitter. He asked everyone in the community what they thought, and it seemed a little mixed. Some people were enjoying the, like you said, the higher power gameplay that it had with play boosters. But some other people were criticizing, obviously, the price increase. I mean, you didn't have it, but maybe in the future it will be something that's going to happen. The uptick in price was a problem, and there's a chaotic nature to it with the list, because the list is not fine-tuned for sealed gameplay. It could happen that someone might pull something that's kind of broken from the list, and they didn't take that into account. And it could just overwhelmingly, like, if you know how to build around that broken card you might get from the list, you might actually win the whole tournament. But what we're saying is that perhaps the drafting experience is going to be infinitely better now, because it's almost like chaos draft to a certain
point. Yeah, and those playboosters felt a lot better to crack open. I really did like them a lot. And in terms of opening the list cards and having those things be overpowered, I had, like, my first match, I lost, I won three matches, like three rounds, and lost my first one. So I went 1-3.
Okay.
It's like 3-1, I guess. Three wins, one loss. That first round, the guy had, he showed me his pool after I lost, and the guy had like four mythics in the pre-release pack.
Yeah.
And on like two of those cards were not white or green. Everything else was white and green. So he had he went undefeated. Because he lost a round with me, because he went 2-1 with me,
mm-hmm.
he got second place even though he was undefeated.
Yeah.
Because the other player was 4-0.
Yeah.
With everything.
Okay.
But like...
I think we probably lost JP a little. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If we see that his screen leaves, that means that...
Yeah, I think it might have been his internet. So we live in Puerto Rico, folks.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico always has problems, especially the instability of the internet and the electricity because of, you know, infrastructure. So there might be a chance that JP left. But I think it was very succinct, and I feel like he explained thoroughly what it was like to kind of draft. Murders at Marlov Manor. Haha, I'm such a rebel. It's supposed to be Karlov, but no one says Karlov because everyone messes it up. Even me, I mess it up all the time.
He's back.
Yeah, sorry about that. The light flickered. It's like heavy rain over here.
Yeah, it's Puerto Rico. Yeah, so final thoughts on like the experience overall.
I really liked it. In terms of my personal experience, I'm really surprised at the comeback I could do. I felt like the only reason I beat him, like beat the first person in one game, was because he got mana screwed. The next two games were overwhelmingly on his advantage, and I could do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So going to my second round, I was hesitant to feel good about it, like put good about my deck. But then I won. And then the third round, I won. And then the fourth round, I won in a sweep. It was a 2-0 sweep.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the only reason I got top eight, because I did top eight, was because the guy who I lost to went undefeated.
Okay.
They're pulling me upwards. If he would have lost, I would have gotten like number 9.
Yeah.
Just barely out. Mm-hmm.
Points matter.
I did show in our personal chat the amount of rares I got. I'm pretty sure I haven't organized it. There should be in this bag. Like, I'm gonna show.
Yeah.
Jewels.
Trash can. Of course, I got these escape tones, but yep. That's not the point. Here we go. Like, I got. I'm not sure if it will focus. This Dalne, Intrude the Mind, Pride of the Whole Blade, Malik Reforged, Researcher, the Czar 4, Mythics, mm-hmm. Thundering Falls, Hedge Maze, Promo Pack. With the Sergeant Group promo pack, a Tulsimir, a Leyline, Nivmizzet, this is not from that, Kellen, Ill-Timed Explosion, two Hyloxes, both of them foil, Archduke's Charm, Case of the Crimson Pulse, Cranko, Connecting the Dots, Pyrotechnic Performer, which was the MVP of my deck. This thing is so stupid. It just flips and deals, it just burns. I had like 4 threes and they started flipping and just burning them for 4 and hitting them for 4. A promo pack veto. This is an uncommon, but just like the doggy. I want it. It's foils. I already put another foil one. I got 2 foil ones. The Forensic Gadgeteer. A Truck Moon Pairs Borderless, because the normal one is it's from the promo pack. The normal one is from the banner deck, and a foil Assemble the Players, Case of the Unneeded Feast, and this is a foil Nova's Inspector, Assassin's Trophy, and that's it. Yeah, so I got a lot of
that's a lot of value.
Of course, I got an extreme, like I got lucky with like top 8 just barely, and the top 8 prizes were really good.
Yeah,
right, but not every LGS will be the same in terms of prize support. So some people might get lucky, some people might not. It all depends.
Okay.
Remember to follow, like, subscribe to be notified, and as well listen to us on all major audio platforms. Thanks for joining.